Misham Yishviyas Daf Lamed Hey. So we had yesterday what Rav Nechemia Shita, and the Gemara had two different interpretations as to what Rav Nechemia actually is saying, on which case he's referring to. The Gemara starts off today with a third possibility to understand Rav Nechemia. Amar Rav Yasa, what's Pshat in Rav Nechemia's halacha? Hevi Shalish Kodem Rosh Hashanah Shal Olam. If a person went ahead and harvested a tree, which means the tree itself gave off a third of its fruit before Rosh Hashanah. A third of its fruit were given off or came out to full matured before Rosh Hashanah, which means Rosh Hashanah Shal Tishrei. Misasa l'shaavar, takes maaser from the year before. And the achar Rosh Hashanah, if it first produced, it came out, if it brought forth a third of its fruit, which is the cutoff time, after Rosh Hashanah, then misasa l'shaavar. Then it goes out, you take maaser from the second year. So what is the chiddush here, Rabbi Yasa adding to Rabbi Nechemia? So Rabbi Meir Fulda explains, he's saying that Rabbi Nechemia agrees with the Chachamim Bavel that says that Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date. However, at the same time, Rav Yochanan, who said Pshat Rav Nechemia, that we give it to the year where the fruit goes by a third of the growth of the fruit is what the share of the cutoff is, that is where you go. That goes by which year it's going to be. That's Rav Yochanan's addition. So we have both aspects he incorporates. Rav Yasa incorporates both aspects, the Shita of the Chachamim, that Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date, and the Shita of Rav Yochanan in the Chachamim, in Nechemia, I should say, that it goes by the third of the fruit grow. That's what the Lashon of the Bar Fulda says. Sfirla tavayu akav. Both of them are considered likuva, and it would be and it's halacha. This is the shita of the Pei Moshe. Bar Fulda learned the Gemara. Liz Rav Yasa's opinion. It seems like the Rashi Salua seems to have a little bit of a different interpretation, but that is the way Rav Yasa explains Rav Nechemia. Faith the Gemara. I don't understand. Hey, so Rav Yasa, yes, the Mishaila, Pamim Shashana Mafilos, there are sometimes when the years are, Mafilos are darkened, which means that the delay, it wasn't enough rain, it was Mucharos, it's in the year, and things began to mature late. The harvest, the raining season started so later. The weather was bad or whatever, so therefore things first matured later. Utamar Matilos Sha'ola Akal Rosh Hashanah Shal Olam, and the dates first began to, Matilos, began to swell, began to ripen. After Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, so now it's a la'avar. Yet the halacha is the minhag was we go and take ma'aser in the year before. But didn't we say before? We just finished saying according to Rav Yasa that if it's a third ripe, then you go by the year before. Otherwise, you go by the year later. So why over here that it's first matilo sa'ar, which means that it's like way Mar Fulda explains, shenif takos kesor, like dough rises slowly, that it first began to ripen first late in the year after Rosh Hashanah, yet still lochus peir shalava. Why would it be sheir shalava? It should be the opposite way, according to Rabbi Yasa. It's a kasha. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Zeir explained, no, I'm a doctor of Yasa, I'm a yadav bin Mulsar. From his own, that not from his own sheet that Rav Yasa says such a halacha, Rav Nechemia agrees to a third of it. Rather, he was darshan it, he learned it from Yochanan, who had the machlokas of Yochanan and Shemir Shlokish that we had earlier. We had in yesterday's daf. So he's not saying, Rav Yasa is saying his own sheet, he didn't say this halacha himself. But he's saying, based upon Yochanan and Shlokish says that it goes by a third, so therefore that's the halacha, that's when it goes in the halacha, so therefore it's nothing to do with it. It's not, yes, Kenneth, Rav Yasa, how could you say this thing? We know that if it came late, there should be Akashan. No, that's not, he's only saying it in Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is saying, oh, look, you go by the third. And if it's the third, you go by it. Then we don't care when the season happened. But you always go by the third grew. At least some of it grew. It's the third. You go by the year before. That's what the halacha says. That's not a stira. We have a halacha to understand, a different halacha that says that the way he understands Rav Nechemia's halacha, if again a tree that grew a third of it, harvest came before two b'shvat, you go ahead, you take mice in the next year. If it's after, you go by the year before, excuse me, after two b'shvat, you go by the later year. So you see that the halacha is exactly what we're saying before. The way we had the Machlokas, Rav Yochanan v'Shlokas, but it understood that the halacha goes by Misas, it goes by Tu B'Shvat, not by Rosh Hashanah L'Tishrei. This halacha, Rav Yochanan comes in the same halacha. So therefore, according to this understanding, Shema Yasa is not saying it on his own. He was saying it in Rav Nechemia. So it comes out now, we say the halacha is that Rav Nechemia would paskin, the Tu B'Shvat is the taka of the cutoff date, And therefore, if it grew, harvested, at least grew a third of its growth before, like Yochanan says, you go by the year before, Tu B'Shvat's the cutoff date, not Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. And that's in conformity, that's exactly what Rabbi Chaim is saying. And what Yochanan Reish Lakish said, both of them are the same halacha. That's Pasuk Hanata. And Tu B'Shvat is what we're saying now. And therefore, that is the halacha of the Nechemya, which is the Christ of Yochanan Reish Lakish. So, Faith the Gemara, the man wants to understand, what we said before, explain to him, Nechemya Shita Loka is, they go by Tu B'Shvat. What about Nesrik tree that Yochanan said that we are Karta Chanata? We go by the, when would you go to the Loka of a tree, which we say is by fruit, the Loka gets, Esrik gets a different Loka. The Loka Karta Shanaso. We don't find we uproot the Loka by Tu B'Shvat. We don't uproot the Loka Tu B'Shvat. We keep it Tu B'Shvat. Even though we don't go by Chanata, we don't give the Loka of Chanita when it begins to emerge the fruit. But in Esrik, we don't say that that's what happens. We don't say that Esrik is different in the way it emerges. That when it comes out of the tree, it goes when it's picked, not when it emerges. And yet the halacha still applies. We didn't knock out the halacha. It's still Tu B'Shvat, halacha k'shnaso, but kana k'asa k'shnaso, halacha k'anato. Here, a case of a tree, Yisrael Nachum above will tell you, Rabbi Chaim holds that you go by Tu B'Shvat, you go by Basar, the year before. You don't go Basar k'anato. We didn't knock out the chanita. We didn't change the status of Chanita when the fruits emerge. So it's a big Kiddush. You're telling me that now that we say the halakha, we blipe the halakha of Nechemya, that we still stick with Basa Chanita when it begins to emerge. And yet we changed the halakha of when we go by Tu B'Shvat or not, with the year later or not. And yet we see it not so. By Esrig, Fakert, we were Akka Shanaso. We Akka Chanato. We don't follow when it emerged. We go by when it's picked, the Gitaso. But we didn't change the status of Tu B'Shvat. So what's the halacha? Why would we change? That's the kasha that he asked on these achronim, these later rishonim who learn, or the lows later meroyim, I should say, who learn from the Chemi in such a way, the Chemi, it's a steer to what we said before. So the Gemara says, let's try to understand halacha of what is the halacha of a third before to bake the din of Tu B'Shvat. If so, if you tell me the first third that grows, the first third of it goes by the year before, and the second and the third part that grows is the next year, if that's so, that should come out such a halacha. You changed all halacha. It would come out. It's a very strange halacha that one tree gives off different years. We're not talking about Bnos Suach, which has its own halacha. But a regular fruit, you're saying if the fruit that Basa Chanita emerged before Tu B'Shvat, that goes the year before. And the fruit that came out the week after Tu B'Shvat goes the next year. That's very strange to say such a halacha. So I'm a layer of Zeir Setra Abon, Shisharisham Kal Shalavo. The first third of the fruit is the most difficult to harvest. It doesn't come so quickly. Once it comes, the rest grow very quickly. So the Metzias is not really going to happen. In other words, when we have a tree that grows, you go by the first third, because we don't worry about the next two-thirds. Because what happens is, the hardest part of a tree, the effort that the tree has, is to be able to give out the first fruit. The first third. Once a day, first third comes, Miyadu Gadal, says, Mafullo Pala Rabbana Akalechakashlisha Rishon. So now you made a mistake. You thought to mean that the shot was that we go by the first one and the other ones go by the second one, the second and third, Chanita, the second and third emergence of the fruit goes by the next year. No. Well, look, is the whole effort of the tree is to produce the original fruit. So if a third comes out before Tu B'Shvat, then whatever comes out later still goes by the same halakha, it goes by Mishav the year before. It follows the thing, because Miyadu Gadol, because it comes out right away. So the Gemara says, Amar Baba, Ki Oriz Uman Yolofla Rab Zera. Like an expert, like a professional sharecropper, the Rab Zera teaches halakha. In other words, you see, he's not just a halakha, he's Makadish, but he's a Baki. He understands the halakha of the is an uman. He understands the halakha so well. Says the Marfula to explain. Min aras lamad lamad raz davar zeh. Where did he learn this halakha from? Gemara says min ole shlish. How does he know that everything comes out first? It must be yadav lumad lamad mazeh. It must be that he learned it from an expert. It must be that before Rav Zeira said this halakha, that he must have gone to a professional. To a professional sharecropper, to someone who's baki b'inyan, who knows the halakha and told this halakha, and that's why he was able to paskin this shaila that everything goes miyadu gadol, that the first third brings the other ones coming right away, and therefore the halakha is very clear that you go basar everything goes by the first year. So tomorrow, Amishmul said, shis sheet in yoimin, shisa alav. The first 60 days, six leaves begin to emerge. Shisa yoima, shisa yoimin, shisa alav. The rest of the 6 days, the other 60 come out. So again, the same halacha. The first few leaves appear slowly till it comes out, takes 60 days. And then the rest of it comes out within the next 60 days. It comes out pretty quickly. The same idea, we see the same concept. That it's the same, says the Mafud to explain. The first 6 days only comes out, six leaves come out. But once these come out, the next 6 days, the other leaves come out as well. They quickly go much faster because now it begins to sprout. The same halacha, as Rav Zeira said, it begins to produce the rest of it as well. The same concept of Shmuel saying the same concept of Rav Zeira. Talking about the Braisa, this halacha is in a Braisa from Megal Neimer, Meotzos Alin. From the beginning, the emergence of the first leaves until the actual chanota, the actual ripening of the trees, takes 50 days. The period of time that comes from the leaves, when they begin, the leaves begin to come out, till the beginning of the figs that come out, the chanita, the beginning of the chanita process, of the figs actually appearing, is 50-day process. And once the beginning figs come out, until the shisa nevolim, until the actual figs are produced, are ripe, a third are ripe, a mature, is another 50 days. And from that period of time, until the figs are fully grown, is another 50 days. Rebbe Yoimeh Kulon Abayim Yom. All of them are 40 days apart. Not 50 days, all of them are 40. So the Gemara is telling you an incredible understood the how these things grow, how long it takes from the beginning when the leaves begin to go until the fruit begins to start emerging, the chanita begins, until it's fully ripe is a period of 50-day intervals. And according to Rabbi said, disagrees and says it's 40-day intervals, not 50-day intervals, but the same halacha concept applies. You see that again, the same idea that once the process begins of chanita, it begins, it moves very quickly. The process continues and moves very quickly. The Gemara says, loka te'ena nedeya, what if a person picked a fruit? Pick the fig. You don't know when it actually came out. Was it before Tupidar, after Tushvat? You don't really know when it came. So what do you? How do you know? What's halacha meiser? Does it go by the year before or the next year? You count back 100 days l'mafreya. If the 100 days goes within chal within chamisha osu b'shvat, then you know when it emerged. So obviously it emerged before, and therefore you go by the year before. So in other words, what you do is you figure out, if you don't know when it happened, when the chanita was before, so says the Marfulda, you count 100 days from the time of the beginning of the fig started emerging, and that's 100 days before, and the 100 days, if that's come out before Tubishvat, then you go by the year before, and if not, if it's more than 100 days, then you go by the year. That is what we're saying is the formula where we see that how you figure out if a person is sufik to b'shvat or not. That is the period that you go by to understand. So the Gemara says we see this halakha is that the Mishnah talks about the machlokas of Yehuda says not only b'no surach, we said this thing as well. Yehuda added that these pesos also have the same halakha and the Chum disagree. So Amar, what's the machlokas? I'm going to Tiberia. Why you have these parsos growing in Tiberia? Venos the Shanakas. They produce fruit over 1 year. So what are you telling me that you need 2 years? You see, in 1 year it grows. Amalan, Haymakam Tsiparin Shan. But you have parsos that are in Tsiparin and they can produce over 2 years. So you see, in other words, he went by that sheet. And it was like a Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mestis son, they said to him, that I don't understand you. Why you just say that you go by 2 years in Tveria? You have in Tveria. Look at these things; they grow within 1 year. So therefore, you don't have to go 2 years. It's not like no suach. It's like a regular trees that produce within the first year. So he answered them, no, but you have tziparin. You have in tziparin those type of trees. You see, it takes 2 years over there. So you see, you do have. So therefore, he went and passed the locha based upon the trees in Tziparia, and the chachamim paskin based upon the trees in Tveria. So therefore, the Rabbanan disagree. We don't agree in Tzipori. There are no parsoas that produce 2 years. They're not arguing to say they're wrong. They obviously, Yehuda's right. And in that area, in Tzipori, they do take 2 years to lay ripen. So his point is well taken that you should touch fiyas the year later. But Chachamim say, no, we don't go by specific locations. We don't give an arbitrary number based upon where it grows. We don't bring, it says about Pnei Moshe, Eim Avin Raya Mekomosh Mishtana Lein. Something like that. We don't give a rule where this place is here, Tveri is here, Sipor is there. We don't change, we don't go by that. We go by the average rule. And the average rule is that we go by within 100 days before it begins to produce. We count that period of time. And that period of time is clearly within the idea of Tu B'Shvat, within that year. And therefore, we go by bus of the row of that. And therefore, we do not, once again, Rav Yehuda holds that it will go by Rasa Rove and the Parsos, which grow in Tzipora, and therefore it's 2 years. And not like in Tveris, which is only a minority. But the Chum say, no, the Rabbanan say, we don't go by that. We have a different formula. And it's not, we don't go by Shiurim, specific Shiurim. We go by the general rule, which is comes out the first year, 100 days before Tu B'Shvat. And therefore, that is the basis of the halacha of why we say it's all the Shviyas the same year. We don't consider this an aspect like B'nos Tuach, which has an extra period of time.